Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This powerful storm system is producing tornado warnings down in Florida right now. We'll see this moving into our area. We're not likely to see tornadoes, but I'll show you what we will see coming up.
I also want to talk about the White House tightening restrictions on gun sales, the new law that closes a loophole that allows thousands of people to buy guns without a background check. A lot to share with you in this 8 o'clock hour here on Fox 50. Thanks for being with us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we have a WRAL weather alert day today. Many of us under that level one risk. The rain will move in this afternoon. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking it all for us. When that rain comes here and when it moves out.
We've seen just a few light showers this morning, but that rain really picks up in intensity as we get closer to noon. It'll be with us through much of the afternoon. Wind damage will be our biggest threat. When we have a level one risk, we tend to see isolated reports of wind damage. We'll likely see some heavy rain. We're going to see some blustery winds even outside of storms, winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. We have a little light rain that's moving into Wake County. Just took a peek at the camera there in Fayetteville. The camera's wet, so this shower is moving eastward. And there's more of it to come as you take a look down past Hope County towards South Carolina. There's more rain there that's getting ready to lift up across our area. Our rain chances today definitely increase over the next few hours and will be heaviest from lunchtime into the mid to latter part of the afternoon. So just keep that in mind as you're making your plans today. If you're needing to be out and about around lunchtime, some of that rain's going to be pretty heavy. Well, move it on ahead. There's 9 a.m. There's 10 a.m. We'll pause it here at noon and you can see the yellow and orange color contours. That's going to be heavy rain, some thunderstorms, and possibly some wind damage associated with that. We may have another round, a little break during the evening and another round coming through with the cold front. It looks like we'll have extra lift here. We may not have a lot of moisture, but still there could be one or two storms that produce some wind damage. Checking our winds right now, we're gusting to almost 30 now in Southern Pines and 25 in Fayetteville. We will watch those numbers go up. This is where the showers are right now. So as that rain moves in, it's going to bring along with it that potential for some strong winds. We'll be gusting this afternoon, 35 to almost 40 miles per hour. And I can toss around some trees. I know it's my trash day. I rolled the trash cans out. They could be down the street. Right now, taking a look at the whirligigs in Wilson, that's always a good look at how breezy it is. And they are really spinning around. 67 is our temperature currently, and hour by hour. We'll hold it in the 60s for a good bit of the day with some highs in the low 70s. Near record highs for parts of next week. We'll look at that coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now as we take a live look at 540 at Capitol Boulevard. We have a crash with injuries reported on the ramp from 540 eastbound onto the northbound side of Capitol Boulevard. You notice there's a fire truck here on the right side of the screen. On the left side of the screen, we have an ambulance. It looks like traffic is getting by in that area, but I am seeing some delays on the ramp itself from 540 eastbound onto Capitol Boulevard. As we zoom into that area, you can see that it's not really having an effect on your overall commute on those through lanes on 540 eastbound, but taking the ramp, you will hit that slowdown right around that crash site. Unrelated westbound delays on 540 heading through Capitol. We'll let you know when all that gets cleared up. If you're heading out right now in Wake County, you can listen to us live on the radio at 99.3 FM and in Durham at 96.5 FM. Let's take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. All of them are looking pretty smooth, with the exception of some backups on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. About an 11-minute delay now from 98 down to the 540 interchange. That's pretty typical, though, for this point in the morning commute. Also, the usual delays on 40 westbound between South Saunders Street and US 1. At the moment, we're looking pretty good in Durham. Just the usual backups in both directions of 885 between I-40 and 147.
Brian, thanks. Well, today we could learn more about plans to bring hundreds of jobs to Wake County. Biotech company Fuji Diosynth is making a big investment in the Triangle. We're expecting an announcement today, that same day the Japanese Prime Minister is expected to visit our state. Let's get to WRAL's Kelsey Coffey live at a facility that's being built right now. And this could be a major economic boost for our state, Kelsey.
Ken, 600. That's the number of jobs that are expected to be created if Fujifilm goes through this potential expansion. This is the site here where the Japanese-based biotech company is building their new facility in Holly Springs. We first told you about this facility back in 2021. You're looking at video of that groundbreaking right now. Today, we're expecting to hear about the company's plans for a $1 billion expansion in the Triangle. This comes as the Japanese Prime Minister is scheduled to meet with state officials this morning. state economic leaders will also have a special meeting today. They haven't said what it will be about yet, but just 1 hour later, Governor Roy Cooper is scheduled to make an announcement. He'll do that alongside leaders from Wake County and Holly Springs at noon, so we'll be sure to have a crew out there and keep you updated on what comes out of this. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Holly Springs.
The Prime Minister of Japan will make a historic visit to North Carolina today. Fumio Kishida will be treated to barbecue and southern hospitality as he tours some of the biggest Japanese companies in the state. Japan invests more money than any other foreign country in our state. Governor Roy Cooper plans to greet Kishida when he arrives at RDU this afternoon.
And Michelle, last night, the prime minister and his wife were honored at a state dinner hosted by President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. During the event, President Biden celebrated the relationship between the U.S. and Japan, calling their alliance stronger than it's ever been. Governor Roy Cooper and First Lady Kristen Cooper also attended that dinner.
And we're following some breaking news in Raleigh. A townhome is damaged after an early morning fire. Crews responded to Sustainable Way just off of Pool Road at 1:30 this morning. They say the fire spread to another unit before they were able to put it out. No one was hurt and the damage was contained to the outside.
Raleigh police are investigating in a North Raleigh neighborhood. Officials with the department say it's happening on Noose Hunter Drive. Now, last night around 10 o'clock, officers responded to a shots fired call there. When they arrived, they found no one with any injuries. Police did say the investigation there is separate from the shots fired call.
New this morning, federal regulations for gun sales are tightening, and this comes after Congress passed the bipartisan Safer Communities Act last year. The Biden administration says starting May 11th, anyone who sells guns as a business in the U.S. will have a federal license, will have to have a federal license, and also perform background checks. That includes people who sell guns at gun shows, flea markets, and online. For decades, they've not been required to have licenses or perform background checks. Vice President Kamala Harris says the so-called gun show loophole allowed tens of thousands of guns to be sold every year with no oversight,
including to buyers. If they had been required to pass a background check, would have failed. For example, domestic abusers, violent felons, and even children.
And the White House says that 40% of guns linked to crimes are trafficked by unlicensed dealers. The new requirements will not affect commercial gun dealers who already have to follow these rules, and they will not apply to private sellers or collectors who don't sell guns frequently.
A top now 8:07 coming up. Three castaways help sign looks like something straight out of a movie. How the U.S. Coast Guard's remote island rescue turned into a family reunion.
Plus, UNC officials are calling it an enrollment crisis. Why a financial aid application holdup is keeping high school seniors from making a big decision about their future education. Welcome back. You were looking live at a very cloudy, rainy apex this morning. You're watching WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. You can see some raindrops on the camera there. The roads clearly very wet this morning, very slick. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking our level one weather alert day here.
We have the potential for some wind damage as we get into the next several hours. Closer to lunchtime, we'll have some heavier rain moving across the area and the potential for some isolated hail. With a level one risk, we tend to see isolated wind damage reports. Wind damage, of course, typically winds at 58 miles per hour or stronger. We're going to have some gusts this afternoon up to 40 miles per hour, but that doesn't reach severe criteria. We do have some showers moving in. Don't forget, if it's not raining where you are right now, make sure you take along the rain gear. You'll be very happy that you have it around lunchtime or through the afternoon. Our severe storm chances pick up during the afternoon, starting at around lunchtime. We're going to have a windy afternoon and a few lingering showers during the evening as well, and possibly another round of some severe storms later in the evening when the cold front comes through. This system has a history of producing tornado damage along the Gulf Coast from parts of Texas through Louisiana, and we have current tornado warnings in effect right now in Florida, not too far from Tallahassee, actually. Some severe thunderstorm warnings as well. We're not seeing anything up here into South Carolina just yet, but the rain's becoming heavy here, and we're starting to see some more waves of rain moving through, but no thunderstorms just yet. Here's a live look at what we're seeing with our rainfall storm. Started tending to be a little more steady moving on into Fayetteville. I'm heading up through parts of Hope County and Moore County. A little light rain in Apex that we saw there. We'll zoom in and you can see that showing up through Wake County and down into Johnston County as well. So a little bit of light rain out there in Fayetteville. You can see a wet camera lens too. And the rain's going to be fairly significant for us today. We can see at least an inch in some places. By the time we get to 9 or 10 o'clock, we're seeing rain spreading across the area and becoming heavy closer to lunchtime. So it could be pretty messy if you had plans to be out at lunchtime, maybe for a meeting or to run some errands. It's going to be fairly heavy at times. Once we get toward the evening commute, it's starting to taper off, but we could see one more band with the cold front that comes through later this evening. We should see a good bit of sunshine tomorrow morning, but that's not the end of it. The low pressure system that's helping to push that cold front through will actually wrap some additional moisture in for Friday afternoon and evening. Notice there at 5 o'clock could be an isolated thunderstorm. Folks, you know, headed out of town, just trying to get home from work, or even headed out to dinner on Friday evening could run into a little bit of rain. How much rain total? Likely to be somewhere between a half an inch and an inch. Probably not enough for a lot of widespread flooding, but some heavy rainfall out on the roads that could make for some real messy conditions today. And then even just briefly late on Friday. It's going to be a breezy to windy day today. We'll see winds gusting 35 to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. And Friday, winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. So the winds stick around even though most of the rain is over. We're looking at a gorgeous weekend. A big event there at Apex Peak City Pig Fest from 11 to 9. It does start on Friday, but Saturday looks pretty. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s. And after that, we warm up into the 80s on Sunday, and we won't be too far from records Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'll show you what the records are for next week. Coming up, Brian.
All new here at 8:14, almost 8:15, that crash on the ramp from 540 eastbound to northbound Capitol Boulevard. A little bit of a change out there. That fire truck now is gone, but we still have an ambulance on the scene. It looks like traffic is getting by to the right. Just something you want to keep in mind on that ramp this morning. We're seeing some delays on the ramp itself, but it's not backing up onto 540 on that eastbound side. Heading away from Falls of News back toward Capitol, you're in good shape. Also, some of the westbound delays have started to clear. We are seeing some backups, though, in both directions of Capitol Boulevard between Durant Road heading on up toward the north. Working to get some details to see if there might be a crash around that section of Capitol Boulevard. We'll get an update for you in a few minutes. Also, watching those delays on 885 in Durham, they're easing up just a little bit. On the northbound side, only about a 2-minute backup right around Alexander Drive, and then a 3-minute delay on the southbound side of 885 right around the 147 merge. Elsewhere, it looks like that earlier crash at MLK at State Street in Raleigh has cleared. Still seeing a little bit of a backup, though, on the westbound side of I-40 from South Saunders Street heading out toward Gorman Street.
Brian, thanks. People in Louisiana are cleaning up this morning after major damage from tornadoes. This is video from Slidell. That's just outside New Orleans. An EF1 tornado ripped through the city yesterday with winds up to 140 miles per hour. Slidell's mayor says a lot of people are in need of help.
It's catastrophic, not at the level of Katrina, but these folks that own this business here and this church here, this business over here and these 50 residents that live in the place behind me, it's catastrophic to them.
Well, the city's police chief believes as many as 3 tornadoes may have touched down, but the National Weather Service has only confirmed 1. Minor injuries were reported. And this is video out of Alabama, where at least 1 tornado touched down in Mobile. The National Weather Service says it was on the ground for only about a minute. No reports of any injuries, though.
New this morning, a Navy and Coast Guard rescue that looked like a scene right out of a movie. 3 fishermen were stranded on a small island off the coast of Micronesia for more than a week. Their family reported them missing. They scrambled to the small island after their outboard motor got damaged. And when their radio ran out of battery power, they used palm branches to spell out help on the white sand beach. Eventually, the U.S. Navy spotted that sign and called the Coast Guard. Turns out one of the rescuers from the Coast Guard was Micronesian and spoke the local language and is related to the stranded fishermen. The Coast Guard says that makeshift sign was crucial in finding those stranded fishermen.
Federal investigators say more door plugs may have been removed from the 737 MAX airplanes as they were being assembled. The National Transportation Safety Board says new documents provided by Boeing may show more instances of door plugs being removed. That could shed light on why Boeing employees did not document that key moment on the assembly line before a door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines flight in January. Investigators have also been at a 737 MAX assembly plant in Washington State this week. An enrollment crisis, that's what an official at UNC Chapel Hill is calling the ongoing problems with federal student financial aid.
UNC's education officials testified before a House subcommittee yesterday. As Gordon Severson explains, the school says the delays are keeping them from offering aid packages that many students' college decisions rely on.
How frustrating has this whole thing been for everyone involved?
Yeah, I mean, it's been extremely frustrating. There's just been so many glitches and errors.
Amanda Justin says students and parents are dealing with a lot of stress these days. She works with Achieve Twin Cities, a nonprofit that helps high school students in Minneapolis and St. Paul Public Schools prepare for college.
There's already just a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress that goes into senior year. And so it's just like 10 times more this year.
College readiness experts say the good news is a lot of the glitches filling out the FAFSA form have been fixed, so most students and parents can get in and fill everything out. Justin says many colleges and universities are now receiving those filled out forms. But according to the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, about 40% of the forms have errors that need to be fixed.
They're just scrambling right now to catch up and to start at least making financial aid offers for that 60% of students they can. And they're waiting to hear more from the Department of Education about when they can go ahead and make the rest of those financial aid offers to students, because they know students have been waiting a long time.
Senior policy analyst Jill Dejean says students who fall into the 60% group could receive financial aid offers as early as this week or later this month. The remaining 40% will have to wait until their form is fixed.
We're hoping that the corrections process will open very soon, within hopefully this week.
But Dejean says the correction process could take a few weeks, so many students may not receive a financial aid offer until after the May 1st deadline, when most schools want a final decision from students. Dejean says many schools have extended that deadline to help students out. Meanwhile, President Biden has announced a new plan to help students who already graduated pay off their debt.
Going after those people who have had debt for decades, whose debt has continued to grow and grow and grow despite making payments on it.
The Biden administration says their new plan will provide debt relief to more than 30 million borrowers. Dejean says this plan is different than the administration's previous plan that was rejected by the Supreme Court last year. It uses a different law and it's more focused on a smaller group of borrowers.
I think it's reasonable to be hopeful, but I think it's also realistic to expect that something could pop up.
So a lot of uncertainty in higher education right now, but advisors are hoping very soon incoming students and borrowers will have the answers they're looking for.
That was Gordon Severson reporting. UNC says it hopes it will be able to get aid offers out by the first week of May. Its enrollment deadline is now May 15th.
Well, how can technology cut down on the cost of your electric bill? Well, Duke Energy is trying to figure that out. The utility is testing emerging technologies, figuring out how they work with the grid and how they can be developed into programs to save you money or keep your lights on when there's an outage.
So a microgrid is being able to operate independent of the electric utility. So again, we have our own generation source. We have our own storage source for power. Then we have our own consumption. All these three things operate together without external power feed from the grid.
Well, tonight at 6, 5 on Your Side has a look at what Duke Energy is testing and the potential benefits to you.
Nutrition labels will now be required for your internet service. The Federal Communications Commission adopted new regulations requiring internet providers to use what looks like a nutrition label for all internet plans. Officials say the labels will help people understand fees. It's an all-in effort to soften the blow of the upcoming internet price hike. Labels will include monthly price, contract length, upload and download speeds.
A new federal judge has been appointed in Apple's antitrust case. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Fabia says he was required to recuse himself from the case over a judicial ethics rule concerning close connection or family ties. Judge Fabia did not specifically say how he is connected to the case. A federal judge in New Jersey has now been appointed.
27 Real Life Rosie the Riveters received long overdue congressional gold medals. It comes about 80 years after the women worked in factories and shipyards while men were fighting in World War II. Speaker Mike Johnson presented the medals, the nation's highest civilian honor. The women are all 90 to 106 years old. The Rosie the Riveter Trust funded their trips from all over the country to the Washington, D.C. ceremony.
8:22 now. The next time you take an Uber, you can have a bit more peace of mind. Coming up, the new features you can now turn on in the app aim to make your ride safer.
And a townhouse fire quickly spread from one unit to another. How Raleigh firefighters worked to make sure no one got hurt in that fire.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is a WRAL weather alert day today. We're expecting rain and lots of wind. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner walks us through what we can expect and when.
Gray skies out there right now. Winds starting to gust up to 30 miles per hour in some spots. We'll see gusts to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. Likely to have some heavy rain, especially starting around lunchtime, up to an inch, which may not cause a lot of flooding, but will cause some traffic issues potentially. And then that level one severe threat. We could have a few instances of wind damage. And of course, that level one risk covers the entire viewing area, the entire state, as a matter of fact. We're starting to see a more significant wave of rain moving into our southern counties. Had a few showers around the Triangle area this morning as well, and a little bit of rain moving into Clayton and Smithfield right now. We'll take a look at Apex, where you can see it is wet on Salem Street, where we had some showers roll through. Heading out, temperatures are mostly in the mid to upper 60s. Now we'll climb into the low 70s for this afternoon. Brian?
Elizabeth, we still have a crash with injuries on the ramp from 540 eastbound onto northbound Capitol Boulevard. You can see that activity here on the left side of your screen. Traffic is able to get around that ambulance, but just a heads up, taking that ramp, you will run into that activity. Around the rest of the triangle, we're in pretty good shape overall. Those major approaches into Raleigh are pretty clear for a Thursday morning at 8:30, with just a 2-minute delay on US 1 northbound heading through Cary. Seeing about a 6-minute delay on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard from 98 in Wake Forest down to the 540 interchange. Also in Durham, our major routes are holding up pretty well. We are watching some delays in both directions of 885, but overall I-40 is looking fine.
Thanks, Brian. Today, we're expecting an announcement from Fujifilm that could bring 600 more jobs to Wake County. This comes as the Japanese prime minister is scheduled to meet with state officials today. The company could announce plans for a $1 billion expansion. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic over on Fox 50.
Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings happening in Florida right now, and a lot of lightning between here and there. I'll show you what our severe weather threats are later today.
And hundreds of tech jobs could be coming to Wake County. A possible new expansion, Fujifilm, could announce later today.
And the Japanese prime minister is headed to North Carolina. The plans for the historic visit to the Triangle hours after being honored at the White House. A lot to get to this half hour here on Fox 50. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we got to start with that weather because it's a WRAL weather alert day. We're going to experience some rain, but Elizabeth has been talking about the wind that we're going to see. She's standing by now with the whole area that's under that level one risk.
Yeah, the entire portion of our viewing area and the state as a whole in this level one risk. The biggest threat today is going to be wind damage. Wind damage likely to occur if at the severe level at 58 miles per hour or stronger. We're going to have gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour for much of the day. So overall, it's going to be a windy day for us. We'll have some pockets of heavy rain and possibly some hail. A little bit of rain across parts of the triangle, but we're starting to see a wave of precipitation, wave of rain coming up from Fayetteville and down through the Sandhills. And that's going to start to spread across the viewing area. We're seeing some rain in Carthage, Southern Pines, and Fayetteville, as well as a band that just moved through Smithfield and moving across Clayton right now as well. Our rain chances will continue to go up as we get through the morning with some of the heaviest rain between lunchtime and around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're not going to be necessarily finished with it, though. We'll still have a chance of some scattered showers during the evening and possibly another rumble of thunder as our cold front comes through. Here's a look at Futurecast. We're starting to see more of that rain spreading in across our area over the next couple of hours. But look at that at lunchtime. Lots of yellow and orange. That's heavy rain. We'll likely have some strong winds during this period of time as well. And then it starts to scatter out and kind of ease up a little bit by the time we get to the evening commute, which will be nice. Then the cold front front comes through, and we can't discount the fact that we might have a few thunderstorms along with the cold front, even though Futurecast isn't really showing a whole lot of that. We're looking at gusts up to almost 30 miles per hour in Southern Pines right now. As that rain pushes northward, we're going to see the winds picking up with it as well, with some gusts this afternoon, 35 to 40 miles per hour. Right now, we're looking at some windy conditions and some rain really coming down. There's one person out there braving that. Look at those trees really moving around there at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. 67 is the temperature. And with all this rain and cloud cover, we'll hold it in the 60s for a good bit of the day into the low 70s this afternoon. Coming up, I'll show you how much rain we'll likely see by the end of today. Brian?
It's 8:32, almost 8:33, as we take a look at that live camera at 540 at Capitol Boulevard. We're watching a crash with injuries on the ramp from 540 eastbound onto northbound Capitol Boulevard. You see that EMS is on the scene. Looks like we have some flashing police lights there, maybe a fire truck there behind the trees. All of this is on the ramp. Traffic is able to get around that, but just a reminder, coming off that ramp from 540 eastbound onto northbound Capitol Boulevard, you are going to run into a little bit of a delay, and you do need to slow down with those flashing lights. Zooming in to get a good look at those sensors up close, that crash is right in that area, and you can see the yellow showing up there. It is not backing up onto 540, so if you're just driving through there, you're going to be fine, but taking that ramp, want to keep it in mind. Around the rest of the triangle, a couple of other minor crashes that we're watching around Raleigh. Also, some of the usual delays on 40 westbound leaving the Lake Wheeler Road area heading out toward Gorman Street. There is a report of a crash on Gorman Street there at the I-40 interchange. Not seeing any big backups on the sensors. A live look at I-40 at Aviation Parkway. If you're heading to the airport right now, you're in good shape on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue. 540 westbound looks good from Capitol Boulevard out to the airport. And out of Chapel Hill into South Durham, 40 eastbound is a smooth ride.
Thank you, Brian. Hundreds of new jobs may be on the way to Wake County thanks to biotech company Fujifilm. We're expecting an announcement today, the same day Japan's prime minister is visiting North Carolina. Fujifilm is already building a massive facility here. As WRL's Kelsey Coffey shares, this is another big move for the company and our local economy.
600. That's the number of jobs that could be created if Fujifilm goes through with this potential expansion. This is the site where the Japanese biotech company will have their new manufacturing facility here in Holly Springs. We first told you about this facility back in 2021. You're looking at video from the groundbreaking right now. Today, we're expecting to hear about the company's plans for a $1 billion expansion in the Triangle. This comes as the Japanese prime minister is scheduled to meet with state officials this morning. State economic leaders will also have a special meeting today. They haven't said what it will be about yet. But just 1 hour later, Governor Roy Cooper is expected to make an announcement. He'll do that alongside leaders from Wake County and Holly Springs. So we'll have a crew there and keep you updated on what comes out of this. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Holly Springs.
And speaking of Japan's prime minister, he will be making a historic visit to North Carolina today. Fumio Kishida will be here in North Carolina to tour some of the biggest Japanese companies in the state. Japan invests more money into North Carolina than any other foreign country. Governor Roy Cooper plans to greet Prime Minister Kishida and his wife when they arrive at RD International this afternoon. Well, last night, the prime minister and his wife were honored at a state dinner hosted by President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. During the event, President Biden celebrated the relationship between the U.S. and Japan, calling their alliance stronger than it's ever been. Governor Cooper and First Lady Kristen Cooper also attended that dinner.
Breaking news, a townhome in Raleigh is damaged after an early morning fire. Crews responded to Sustainable Way off Pool Road at about 1:30 this morning. The fire spread to another unit before they were able to put it out. No one was hurt and the damage was contained to the outside.
Happening today, the Durham Public Schools Board will talk about its plan to address pay shortages in the upcoming school year. Interim Superintendent Kathy Moore will present her budget proposal for the coming year during a work session tonight. The proposal includes $8 million to fully fund revised salaries for classified staff. That includes physical and occupational therapists, transportation workers, cafeteria workers, and custodians. A public hearing on the budget is scheduled for next Thursday.
Right now in the WRL Live Center, we have new information about the student accused of bringing a gun to Southview High School yesterday in Hope Mills. We heard back from the public information officer for Cumberland County Sheriff's Office. That student faces charges for bringing a weapon to campus and drug charges. Yesterday, we told you the school resource officer at Southview found a plastic bag with blue pills in the student's backpack. We've learned this morning the blue pills were ecstasy. The charges are felonies, and whether that student will be tried as an adult that will be determined by the courts. Yesterday, authorities say they found a gun on the campus of Southview High School, and school officials notified law enforcement right away. They responded, and the situation was handled without any students or staff being harmed.
The North Carolina Central student charged in connection with a shooting outside a residence hall last week will be in court today. NCCU police say they arrested 19-year-old Eric Randall yesterday. He's facing charges of conspiracy to commit armed robbery and conspiracy to commit assault with a deadly weapon. It's connected to a shooting at Lawson Street Residence Hall on April 2nd. A student was shot and taken to the hospital. NCCU police say more arrests are expected.
Raleigh police are investigating in a neighborhood in Northeast Raleigh. Officials with the department say this is happening on Noose Hunter Drive. Last night around 10 o'clock, officers responded to a shots fired call. When they arrived there, they found no one suffering from any gunshot injuries. Police did say, though, the investigation there is separate from the shots fired call.
The most prestigious tournament in golf tees off in Georgia today, but rain is putting a pause on all the action. Golfers were scheduled to tee off at 8 this morning. We are now hearing the earliest that they could start is by 10:30 this morning because of rain there in Augusta, Georgia. Gates are closed for guests until the weather clears up. Reigning champion John Rahm is looking to win the famous green jacket for a second time. Familiar favorites Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are also feeling confident, hoping for a big weekend. Well, several cases of botulism have been reported after people received bad Botox injections. Coming up, the warning from health officials about receiving fake injections in non-medical settings.
Also, Margot Robbie bringing more toys to the big screen. Just ahead, what we know about the Barbie star's upcoming movie based on a classic board game.
And you're looking live over Wake Forest on this stormy, rainy morning. The forecast you need as you leave the house on this WREL Weather Alert Day after the break.
Welcome back at 8:42 as we look live at the Bull City this morning. You can see the cloud cover there, and it's absolutely a harbinger. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center, tracking these conditions that are moving into our area.
Well, we'll start with the big picture, and you can see a lot of activity down here in Charlotte and a line of thunderstorms that spreads up through Georgia and South Carolina. No thunder and lightning for us yet, but all this will be moving northward, and eventually this cold front will swing through and could bring us some evening thunderstorms. Let's take a peek down here. Across parts of northern Florida, we had several tornado warnings in the last hour or so, but we're not looking at any of that any farther north. We're not expecting to see a tornado watch or tornado warnings around here today. But I'll tell you, this system has a history of producing a lot of severe weather. The gray circles are severe thunderstorm winds. The blue circles are hail. And of course, some tornado reports of damage too, right along the Gulf Coast. So we have the potential for some wind damage. It just won't be because we're on the northern end of this where it's a little weaker. It's just not going to be as widespread as what we've seen down south. Starting to see more of the rain pushing in. We've had a few light showers this morning. We'll zoom in down to the south. A bit of rain about to push into Sanford and Lillington. Fayetteville's seen a little bit of rain, but it's a bit steadier down here in Southern Pines. And we just pulled up that Southern Pines camera a few minutes ago, and the wind is really blowing around. Winds are gusting up to 30 miles per hour with this line of rain coming through. So you'll notice that as it lifts northward, the winds are going to increase with it too. The level one risk for severe storms is for our entire viewing area. And severe winds are 58 miles per hour. We may see winds gusting up to 40 and only a few places gusting up to 50 or 60, which would be severe. But it's still going to feel like a very windy, wet day for us today. And the most intense portion of the system will happen from close to lunchtime to, say, late afternoon with that potential for damaging winds, hail, and some heavy rain. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can watch how things really pick up in intensity between 10 and noon. Look at that. At lunchtime, the rain is coming down. It's going to be windy at that point, and we could have winds strong enough for a severe thunderstorm warning. It starts to taper off closer to the evening commute. There's 5 o'clock, and then the cold front will swing through during the evening. Not a lot of moisture left with that, but there's more lift at that time, so there could be a few isolated storms there. Looking like it's going to be a nice day for Friday until we see another round of a disturbance coming through, bringing us some showers and thunderstorms during the evening, starting during the evening commute up until around 8 or 9 o'clock. So keep that in mind if you have plans. to either be heading out of town or heading out to dinner, you may not want to pick the outdoor seat. Temperatures look great Friday, but it may be wet. Here's another look at Pinehurst. Of course, the winds have really been kicking up there. The rain is heavy. Our temperatures are in the 60s. Looking at low to mid 70s for high temperatures this afternoon. It should be a lovely weekend. We're going to see clear skies for the very first Courage game airing on WRL at 7 p.m. They play the Portland Thorns. Temperatures will be in the 60s at game time. It should be lovely. I have some really warm temperatures in our forecast. Sunday, 83, and not too far from records on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Our records are in the low 90s, and highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. Once we get past Friday, we're dry through the weekend and into early next week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Chad Daybell's triple murder trial got started with opening statements in an Idaho courtroom yesterday. Daybell is accused of killing his first wife and two stepchildren. Daybell has pleaded not guilty to murder and conspiracy charges. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. Lori Vallow Daybell, Chad's second wife, was convicted in 2023 of the murder of her children and was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Prosecutors say the situation was fueled by power, sex, money, and apocalyptic spiritual beliefs.
Two dead children buried in the defendant Chad Daybell's backyard. The next month, his wife is found dead in their marital bed. 17 days after this defendant is photographed laughing and dancing on a beach in Hawaii at his wedding.
Daybell's attorney reminded the jurors to focus on the facts. He also said three of four of Daybell's children will testify about their late mother's health issues. The trial is expected to last 8 to 10 weeks.
Well, thousands of Muslims gathered in the Triangle yesterday to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. It marks the first day Muslims have broken their fast following Ramadan. Triangle organizers say more than 10,000 people visited Raleigh's Dorton Arena. They celebrated with the theme of nurturing joy amid reflection on ongoing conflicts.
People in at least two states have been hospitalized after receiving Botox injections. Six cases of botulism have been reported in Tennessee and Illinois after receiving the injections in non-medical settings. The purified form of a bacterial ingredient found in Botox is approved by the FDA to be used by licensed healthcare providers as a cosmetic treatment. The CDC says it does not know what ingredient caused the patients to get sick. However, an investigation suggests that patients may have received counterfeit injections. Botulism is rare, but serious illness that attacks the nervous system, and symptoms include blurry or double vision, droopy eyelids, difficulty breathing, fatigue, and more.
Well, Uber now has more safety features aimed at better protecting women. There's a PIN verification giving riders the option to get a four-digit code to make sure they're getting in the correct car. A ride check feature lets you know if a driver goes off course, stops unexpectedly, or ends a trip early. An audio recording feature can record your trip and secure the audio on your phone. Riders can also share their trip with a friend or family member. These new features can be turned on in the app.
Summer is just around the corner, and travel is expected to reach or get even higher than pre-pandemic levels this year. Nearly all Americans plan to take a trip this year, with half saying they'll travel internationally.
2023 was really our test case of, are we sort of back to normal? You know, travel is definitely back, and it is significantly more so than we saw pre-pandemic.
And while travel websites report plane ticket prices are still less than their peak in 2022, airlines are still wary of the potential long-term impact of the Boeing problem. And Delta Airlines is changing its boarding process. The airline says it'll be introducing numbered boarding zones for all flights instead of board group labels based on airline or fare status. It's an attempt to make the process easier for those who don't fly often and those who don't speak English. The original order of boarding will not change, just the group names. The change starts on May 1st.
Longtime Kentucky basketball head coach John Calipari is now taking over the team in Arkansas. The Razorbacks officially introduced Calipari as their new head coach last night. Calipari moves to Arkansas after 15 years leading Kentucky. He won the national championship back in 2012 with the Wildcats.
An unexpected Star Wars prop is going up for auction. These giant chicken leg stilts are worn by English actor Peter Barbour. You can see the legs in the first movie, Star Wars Part 4, A New Hope, right after Luke and Obi-Wan leave the Cantina Bar on Mos Isley. I am not a Star Wars girl. I'm so sorry. They will be on sale at the Hanson's Auctioneer Star Wars themed auction on May 3rd, and they're expected to sell between anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000. That's pretty cool. Mattel is launching a new version of one of the world's most loved word games, Scrabble. Scrabble Together will be available across Europe. Instead of competing, players will collaborate to complete goal cards. Mattel says the new game mode aims to bring people together. The new spin on Scrabble comes more than 75 years after the classic version came out. No word on if the new version will be available here in America.
A legendary rock band returns to the road and a popular board game gets the movie treatment. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with what's happening in the Hollywood Nation.
Rock legends say farewell, Blum reboots a classic, and Robbie rolls the dice in the Hollywood Nation. Margot Robbie is bringing an iconic board game to life. The Barbie star will produce a live-action film based on Monopoly through her production company Lucky Chap alongside Lionsgate and Hasbro Entertainment.
She's making a documentary about a witch.
A revival of the Blair Witch Project is in the works. Horror maestro Jason Blum will reimagine the 1999 classic for Lionsgate. The new version is part of a multi-picture deal with Blumhouse to reboot other horror classics for the studio. Aerosmith's Road Trip is back on. The rock legends announced new and rescheduled concert dates for their Peace Out Farewell tour, which was postponed in September 2023 after lead singer Steven Tyler fractured his larynx. The band will perform their greatest hits when they return to the stage September 20th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Lots happening in the Hollywood Nation. Yeah, that was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. Now, we have an update on a story we first brought you earlier this week. Remember that goat that got stuck on a bridge in Kansas City? Well, he's now back home safe with his owners.
Yeah, Monday, the goat named Jeffrey was rescued. He was taken to the Kansas City Pet Project where he had recently been adopted. He escaped from his new home and somehow managed to land on the bridge. His original owner saw the news and knew right away that it was their goat named Chug. They say that Chug was stolen from their farm back in February.
We couldn't believe that it was the same goat, and I sent the picture to probably 30 people to look at it and see if it was him, and sure enough, I messaged them and they said, yep, here's some pictures of his sides because he's had pretty distinguished spots on him.
Come here. Yeah, that's Chug. There's no doubt that's Chug. He's happy to be home and in his safe
surroundings. That's Chug and not Jeffrey. And the thing is, poor goat was on that ledge looking lost. We didn't know what was going to happen to him.
Right. Well, because goats like to climb,
right?
They like to go on top of things, and they're known to kind of climb steep mountains, and they're fine. So it probably wasn't out of the ordinary. He probably thought, hey, I'm just, hanging out. But, yeah.
And can you imagine those owners watching the news and thinking, wait a minute.
Oh, then there's Chug.
Chug got adopted? They changed his name to Jeffrey? What is happening?
I don't know. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad he's back home safe.
Happy ending. Well, before we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check of weather, news, and traffic right after the break.